verse of this matter for Kulanda.
Now we are going to do chapter 5 of Galatians.
Verse 2, chapter number. First, I'm going to be a Avena Galatia.
You realize that the last two chapters are more on Christian living. Obviously, they are also closely tied to the issue of circumcision. Here, Paul was very much angry and he was furious with those who troubled the church.
Paolo aliwa kufulwa pakumuna vantu wale kwaya kukaripi kuchupa ulukuta.
So he here introduced the idea of having been crucified with Christ.
Apa alita kweiliano ya kuwa wakuwa wa kakwa nangu wa sembulua na Yesu Kristu nangu.
Teaching the believers the true meanings of being crucified with Christ. So being crucified with Christ is not just about being baptized. So being crucified should be reflected in the life after conversion.
Kuwa watani kwa ife ya langi ushua munshila iyo tuwapiruka tuwabachua.
Now we are going to look at chapter 5.
Nomba tuwalata mpokulosha chapter 5.
One of the themes here, or the key ideas, is on Christian liberty.
Apai, yei chine chinte chilipo chile chila uvuntungwa wawina Kristo.
I want you to read chapter 5, verse 1.
If I'm reading in chapter 5, verse 1.
Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Verse 1.
Yes, it is. It starts from verse 2.
There's no verse 1.
No. So I'll begin from there. Muntungwa echo Kristu talungwirirwe echo shangileni nokwikatwamo kabiri mwikori lyahusha iyo.
And so for freedom, Christ has made us free.
Muntungwa Kristu natulenga ife kuwa wantungwa.
For that reason, we must stand fast. Now, so, you know, this Christian liberty is not like what we have said before, a license to sin. We find that this liberty is a liberty that is free from sin. We can read chapter 5 verse 13. For you brethren have been called to liberty, and do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but you love serve one another.
Bantu mwemweba mnyina ne mwaitilwe kukubo ubuntungwa ichifie ubuntungwa bwenu. Mwisangula apa kuingilila mo buntu se lelo mukutemwa emo muvelane abasha.
So any action that is attached to the flesh cannot be called a Christian liberty.
Imibele yonse iya lundikani ya kumubili teitailanga ubuntu ngwa iyo.
So quite clearly, liberty in Christ means a person is free from the what? The influence of the flesh. So instead, with this liberty, we find a Christian is able to do what the Lord requires him to do. We can turn to 2 Corinthians.
Mwene mwena Corinto wa chibiri
chapter 3.
chapter
3.
Chapter 3.
Where is it said that there is spirit, there is freedom?
Pesa hapa lengo kutia tumupa shimua wa ubuntu ungwa.
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 23.
15? I thought it's 2 Corinthians.
More.
17. Where go 17?
What?
Second,
it's 3:17.
3:17.
Yes.
Muri, do away the Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17.
Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Lelo shikulu emupashi kavili ukuli mupashi wakwa shikulu ekuli ubuntu ngwa.
Now, if you look at this verse in the context of the law,
ngatwamona
law and grace, brother.
Ngatwamona walosha kama shuya ya omulandu wa buntu ngwa wa umalango kavili nokusena minwa.
We find that without Christ,
a
person will not be able to receive the Holy Spirit. Like what we have studied in Galatians chapter
3,
the believers receive the Spirit is not through the what? The practice of the law. But rather is through the what?
It's
through the hearing of faith, so we find that only with the Spirit, with Christ, a person can truly obtain this freedom from sin. Today, even if, although we have already been baptized in the true Jesus Church and have been baptized correctly, any moment in time that we decide that not to count on God or count on Christ, we can easily slip back to sin. Because only the Holy Spirit can guide.
And
can transform us so that we can truly put the works of the flesh to death. So in that sense, we have liberty. That's why Paul says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Echo alandira Paulo ukutila. Lelo shikulu emupashi kabiri ukuri umupashi wakwa shikulu ekuri ubuntu ngwa.
So if you are truly in Christ, if you always yield to the Spirit, there is always the liberty of what? Not being in sin.
Return
to 1 Peter.
1 Petro.
First Peter, we read chapter 2.
1 Petro, chapter 2.
We say that it's about freedom is not for us to do vice, wickedness, but rather what? To serve God. Give me a minute. Give me a minute. is not a Sorry, it's 2:16, yeah?
2:16.
Is it not?
Chapter 2, verse 16, 15, yeah, 18.
2:16, yeah?
Well, 2 Petro, chapter 2,
yes,
verse 16.
Yes, this one, okay? Yeah.
Papen.
We can read from verse 15, yeah?
For
this the will of God, that by doing good you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men.
Verse 15, Paputi efyo kwawa ukufuaya kwa kwalesa, ukuti mutalarike kukana ishiwa kwa bantu watumpa.
Verse 16 is the continuation from verse 15.
Verse 16, kutuwa lirapo ukufyo efya suswa verse 16.
As free, yet not using liberty as a clock for vice, but as born servant of God.
Ikale ninga vantungwa lelote kukwato vantungwa nga kavepe shoka kuchitilamo ubi lelo mwikane nga vashava kwa lesa.
Here we find that there is a key point.
Apa pari chitichimo chikomo chikankala.
If you are free,
zamuri vantungwa,
you find that you are truly a born servant of God.
You are
a slave of God who can do what the Lord wants you to do. That is freedom. So today we find that if we are not able to practice what the Bible teaches, then we are not truly having what? Liberty in Christ. Not like some people said, we are free now, you can do what you want. That's why Peter says, not using liberty as a cloak for vice.
Vantungwa lelote kukwato vantungwa nga kawe pecho kwa kuchitilamo ububi lelo mwikarenga vasha kwa lesa.
Rather, you find that you have this power and strength from God to do what the Lord requires you to do.
Kutuma kwata maka makuli lesa ya kuchita efyo lesa neka vila imatu.
So in this case, we find that we are able to do good even though we have been wrong. We are able to use the good work that we do to silence the ignorance of foolish men. This is true Christian liberty. Able to do the will of God. Able to follow what Christ wants us to do. Being like a slave to God. We turn back to Galatians.
We're in Galatia.
Okay, return back to Galatians. We look at verse 13, chapter 5, verse 13 again.
Chapter 5, verse 13.
5:13. Okay. Now, here it says, for you, brethren, have been called to liberty, only to not use your liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another.
Verse 13, ichifye ubuntu ngwa wenu muisangula apa kuingirira ubuntu nse lelo mukutemwa emo muberane abasha.
So with liberty we are empowered to serve one another.
Ashimu buntu ngwa emo twapela makaya kupyungirana.
Not only to serve one another but to serve one another with love.
Kupyungirana kyo munomo biye iyo le kupyungirane mukutemwa.
So today if you look at the church,
lero mumamona parukuta,
we can tell who truly have the liberty of Christ.
Utamona nirani ukwete vuntungwa wa muri Kristo.
Those who conduct themselves away from the corruption of the world.
Abo abayipyunga wino wino kutaruka kumibele ya panwesonde.
Those who are very, you know, who are able to interact very freely with one another.
Abo abenga sanka naba nabo nokulanchanye nabo bwino bwino kwa bulo bwafya.
And those who are able to serve as born servant of Christ.
Nabo abenga pyunga bwino bwino pomunga abaka kwa bashya bakwa Kristo.
They are those who truly have this one Christian liberty.
Yeah, babene bakwata ubuntu ngwa bwina Kristo.
Okay, now we come back.
Well,
we look at chapter 5, verse 2.
Chapter 5, verse 2.
Here Paul says, indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. Actually, this is very true. Yeah? You find that this same idea is repeated. Yeah? This idea is scattered all over in the book of Galatians. We can look at one other example.
Chapter 2.
We turn to Galatians chapter 2.
Verse 21.
I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain, or Christ died needlessly. So, you know, it's like Paul kept telling these people. Why do you want to become circumcised? Thinking that without circumcision you cannot be saved. So if that is the case, then Christ will profit you nothing. So here again we can see that the power of human words.
Okay.
We always say, you know, some people have this preconceived notion of things. You find that when you are influenced,
Sometimes
it becomes very difficult for you to change your mind.
So you can see,
when the mind is disturbed or when the mind is polluted. For one to move back to its original position with God, becomes something very difficult. The other danger is this, especially with God's worker. You know that we always want to, you know, we are assigned with the duty to teach. Amen? For example, in order to teach well the scriptures, you need to search the scriptures, you need to work through the chapters or even the book. So in the process, you form your own thinking, you form your own opinion about, you know, the chapters of the book.
mukutontokanya kwenu ili mulebelenga mwatamba kupanga fya mutwe wenu mwebene ili mulebelenga mabukumo.
Sometimes our ideas may not be right.
Shitaimo matontokanya yetu Yesu ashingawa ayabuyona ngwa yayana.
When another person comes to remind us,
iyo muntu umbi aisa mukutuchenjesha,
we find it very difficult to discard it.
Tulatisange chashupa mkuchifumiapo chilatwa chilatwa ntonkanyako mulandushi.
Because that is your product.
Pamulandu etuntuko enangu echo chafumo muliano lienu.
You work so hard to come to that conclusion.
Mwapiu hile muna ukubo mbeluko sana sana mkuisa mkushini nkishepio.
So much effort have been put into it.
Mwabikile mwamaka sana ya kufuwaelisha kwa kutu atumusange echo.
You will not willing, you will not be willing to remove it just like that.
Kama kakabire na mkufuwaya kutu atichintu cheyocho mwakabire sana kuchita chafuma mwafia mkulia fine yo.
How many of you have learned how to write before?
Vanga basa mbilepo kare ukulemba.
You know, if you want to be a writer,
chiyunga mwari mwilepo kwa wakalemba.
You find that the beginners, they said the beginner, the intermediate, and the advanced.
Kwaba abatendekera pokuve ukulemba kana bafakati kana bachira pokuishwa kulemba.
For the beginner,
uyo mtu wabade pokutapo kuvere ukulemba.
The lesson a beginner produces a paragraph.
Gacha kuti wakutete kukulemba alemba kufe paka shitaka nono amalembo.
Even though this paragraph does not make sense to him,
na ngwefya alembe jamuri uvuyo kuli wene,
or does not make sense to his readers,
na utafuwe timo uvuyo kuli abo wale soma,
you find that he treasured it very much.
Kuli wene ala chumfuwa wene tinde mbaka vili,
he will not throw it away. So
kakati pose kutifuta fiyepu fine yo,
because this is the product of your mind.
Pantu, mumuliano lienu.
So I think, you know, here it teaches us something very important. In the church of God, we need to remember this. The truth does not belong to us. We are here to learn together. To grow together in the truth of God. It is very unlikely that God will give you everything about himself to you only. So if we have a humble mindset, when some of our concepts or ideas are not correct, we find that they can be easily rectified. And as a result, we will not fall into, you know, any what? Falsehood or whatever. Now we look at chapter 5 verse 3. And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. Meaning those who believe that circumcision saves.
It
means that they are debtors to the whole law. Why is a person a debtor to the law? By the virtues of his strength, he could not keep the whole law. So in that sense, he always remained a debtor. On the contrary, if we rely on the Spirit, we hold on to the position of with Christ Jesus, we find that Christ will what? Empower us to fulfill all the righteous requirements of the law.
Verse 4,
you have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by law, you have fallen from grace.
You
see, this is a very serious issue. Fallen what? Away from grace. God saved what? Us from the law.
lesa atusha kufuma kumalango
and ushered us into his grace.
Atuweka mkusena minu wakwa kwe.
These people here, because they have been deceived, they have adopted a concept which led them to what? To having fallen from the grace of God. That's why we can never move away from the position of being with Christ. You have accepted the truth. So you must hold on to the truth. For no reason you should be affected. No reason should affect you. I think this is very important. Verse 5. For we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Some people question. If a person begins with the Spirit, how is it that he still have to wait eagerly for the hope of righteousness by faith? Is Paul saying that if a person should begin by faith, and yet he is still not given this righteousness? Why should he still wait? Hope for the righteousness by faith. What is he talking about? Are we not told that through Jesus Christ we are given this righteousness? Why should we still wait? Now, this is how we look at it. If a person tries to keep the law for righteousness, he can never be righteous. Because he doesn't have the power to fulfill the righteous requirement of the law. The law is too difficult for them. Now for us who are in Christ Jesus, we rely on the power of the Holy Spirit. Even though at times we are not perfect, we find that there is always what? The cleansing of Jesus' blood. In that light, one day we shall reach what? The required righteous requirements of the Lord. That's why there is like a hope. But this hope is achievable. Unlike someone who tries to rely on the law for righteousness, we find that he can never what? Be righteous. Now, verse 6. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but faith working through love.
Pantumuli Yesu Kristu ukusembululwa takwafu akantu nangu kulo kusembululwa kano ichetekelo ichivombela mukutemwa.
Before we explain it,
Yosha tinondolole,
there are two other verses
which are
similar.
Ayapalana,
which says neither circumcision nor uncircumcision.
Where is it
recorded?
Yale mbwapi wasembulwa ngusha asembulwa.
Sorry? Where is it recorded?
Yale mbwapi?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yale mbwakutira.
Verses similar to verse 6, yeah? Which talks about neither circumcision nor uncircumcision.
Where is she? Iyo ilera nda ipale ni kuna mwia nafiyari mbomu verse 6. Ile ilipokuwa tuwa asembulua na ngusha asembulua.
Where is it?
Nipesa.
Chapter 16 and 16. Chapter 6 verse 15 is one. The
chapter
other one is
6 verse 15.
There's one more. Paul says in 1 Corinthians.
Bali verse mukabiri Paulo alelanda mu 1 Corinto.
Chapter 7.
Verse shani.
Verse 19.
Very
good.
Chawama.
Okay, we read 1 Corinthians 7.
Natuwelenge 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 19.
We read verse 19, yeah?
Welenge verse 19. Chapter 7, verse 19.
Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but keeping the commandments of God is what matters.
Okusembululwa techintu nokubula okusembululwa techintu kano ukulama amakunde yakwalesa echintu.
So we find that what concerns Christian here is the keeping of the commandments.
Apachire mirepta kutila mwina Kristu ekare ni pamulandu wakuwa kama funde.
When Paul says we shouldn't rely on the law for righteousness,
nga Paulo atila tetufuwe tuwa shintila pama funde mkulunga mikwa,
he is no way suggesting that we should not keep the commandment after our conversion.
Talelanda ukutila tetufuwe tuwa wakama funde ili tuwa pili bulwa iyo.
Rather, he is saying that, you know, by keeping the law for justification apart from Christ is an impossible task. So clearly, keeping the commandments of God is required of all Christians. That's why Jesus also says, to a young man, isn't it? If you want to enter life, keep my commandments. Is it also? So when you read the 1 John chapter 2,
and
it says, if he who said that he knows God, he must keep the commandments of God. By keeping the commandment, show that he knows God. Now we come back to Galatians chapter 5. We read
chapter
5. We read
verse
6.
Chapter 5, verse 6.
For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love.
Pantu muri Kristu Yesu ukusembululwa takuafua kantu nangu kubulo kusembululwa kano ishetekero echivombela mukutemwa.
This faith is about believing in Jesus.
Kukutetekera kuri kwapitira mukusumira muri Yesu Kristu.
So for someone who truly believes in Jesus,
muntu wachitika muri Yesu wino wino,
you find that his faith can generate great work. In his life, he is able to do good works for God. We know that good works, if it is done out of a good intent, clearly it is a manifestation of love. So faith, believing in Jesus, brings about love. Or brings out love in your life. So a person who truly believes in Jesus, we find that his life is overflowing with the love of Jesus. So Paul is like telling them, look, you can see the power and effect of believing in Jesus. You know, in the Old Testament law,
right, so, malango ya kale,
an eye for an eye, isn't it?
A tooth for a tooth.
But Jesus said, I said to you, You pray for those who persecute you. This is like a new dimension altogether.
And
in the past, it's very difficult to do. But now we are in Christ Jesus, having been freed from sin, with the presence of the Holy Spirit in our life,
and
we are given the capacity to love. We look at chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. We read verse
15.
For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but a new creation.
But ukusembululwa te kuchintu nangu.
I want to ask you a question. If you are a new creation, what are the characteristics that you need to exhibit in your life?
Because if
you say anything, you need to back it up. Whatever you said, please back it up in the scriptures.
Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, thereabout. What's the power of the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit in us once we are converted?
No, I'm talking about new creation. What are the characteristics of a new creation?
What we mivele ya ndela nda pamulandu wa mivele ya chumumbwa chipia.
Anyone? We turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
2
Corinthians chapter 5. Corinthians chapter 5, we read verse 17.
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
At age on go muntu ali muri Kristo ave chimbwa chipya.
All things have passed away, behold, all things have become new.
If yakale na fia moneni fialula fipya.
So a new creation means what?
Mukolengwa chipya chipya chapirwa chani.
He is not tainted by corruption or by sin. Something old means what?
Corruption.
So all this have passed away. Now I want you to read 5:16,
2 Corinthians chapter 5:16.
Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer.
Echo ifwe kufuma pali nomba twa tatuaishiwa umuntu nangu umo mwabela ubuntu nse nebyo twaishiwe Kristo umwabela ubuntu nse lelo nomba tatua mwishiwe ifyo muri Kristo.
So you find that if a person is a new creation, he is in Christ Jesus. He will not look at Christ according to the flesh. He will not look at anyone according to the flesh. Flesh represents sin, corruption. Just like the scribes and the Pharisees.
You
find that sometimes Jesus ate with the sinners and the tax collectors, in Luke chapter 7, on one occasion there was a sinful woman who came to weep before the feet of Jesus and use her tears to wash his feet and use her hair to wipe the feet of Jesus.
Luke chapter 7 kwari unachilende umo waishire kuri Yesu alelila awe ayumkulila kwakwe ale kumuna ifilamba vyakwe no mushwa kwa kumutwe wakwe.
Those who were present
baliaba alipo
they started criticizing Jesus.
Balitambire kutunga Yesu Kristo nango kumweba ula Yesu.
Saying that if he had known who she was,
mukulando kutira nga chakuti chine chinali mwishiwe
ule mwana kashofi hapa. Then he would not have allowed her to touch him.
Nga tamu sumishu kutatamu ikatano kumwekata
yu na mayo. Jesus look at her very differently.
Yesu alola keshe kumwana kashimushi la
ingi. Even though she was a sinful woman.
Nangu alimube mbu yu mwana kashi.
So in the eyes of the scribes and Pharisees, she remained a sinful woman till the point of death.
Kuchinso chava farise, nabasa kusena ngonovambi, ali umubengu, mpaka fina kushe yako ya kufwa.
But Jesus looked at her very differently.
Ile Yesu alurisha kuli wenu mwishila imbi.
But Jesus saw that she was someone who was in need of what? Salvation.
Ile Yesu alurisha kumwana kashuyu, nukumana tinimuntu mowa reka vila ifu sukilo.
So, you know, being in Christ Jesus,
ukuwa mwini Kristu Yesu,
even your foresight is different.
Na mkulorisha kwenu kumatonte, ukula kwa ukuwa kusana kwa.
You are given this spiritual foresight.
Mwaipelua ukulola na mkutonta ukuwa kumupashi.
Not to magnify the wrongs of others.
Kenku kusha ubi na ubifu waba nenu.
But rather to see how best you can do to help the person or to change.
Lelo mukumwana ishila ishimo ishumunga kwata ukwafundisha mumubi ye mune pokudata pili buke.
So this is a new creation.
Emu bumbo upya.
We are a new creation.
Tuifu mumbo upya.
We can think about it ourselves.
Kutwa tumtonga ipofwebene.
How do we look at others?
Tulule sheshana kuba nesu.
How do we treat one another?
Ngatu
All this tells us about whether we are in Christ Jesus or whether we are new creation.
If John said fear 12 and to remove Christ now, to if you won't want to be Christ.
Now we turn back to Galatians.
Chapter 5.
Now we move on from verse 7
number
to verse 15. Yeah?
We say verse 7, we say verse 15.
Now, you ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth?
Bantu, if... Verses
5-7.
Nani uwa mwleseshe ukumfwechi ne?
So, Paul knew that some people were behind this what? This persuasions of driving people back to the law, isn't it?
Ji Paulo arone shefi nokumana kuti kwali vantu vamo avaise she kuti vavafumi ava vantu nokuvabwesha kukurungame nokuvabweshesha malango.
So you find that for the Galatian members to turn away so soon from Christ is not without reasons.
Pakuti vaina Galatia pakuti vawelele kuma mivele yavo yakale.
If you read verse 8, Paul uses the word persuasion. These people must have been persuaded. They must have been deceived. They must have been overwhelmed by the arguments of the camp who emphasized on circumcision.
Here
again it tells us that if we are not rooted, we can be swept away very easily. I can give you a few more questions, a tough question for you to answer. If you are interested.
Where are you?
You're ready, are you? All of that are thinking twice, whether to accept it or not. You are the only man of faith. And to accept the challenge with open arms. Okay, we come back. Chapter 5. Verse 9. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. And I think this is very true, isn't it? So. You know, the truth that we have received is pure and genuine. So we cannot allow any yeast or leaven to be added to it. If that happens, we only what? Cause a lot of harm to the body of Christ. We turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, chapter 5. Now, I want you to read verse 8. Therefore, let us keep the feast not with all leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the leaven bread of sincerity and truth.
Echo tuchite umteveto je watch tutmushi chakale nangu watch tushi chabubi no bubi filelo wa fisha mushiwa fia ufu matumi nechine.
We know that in conducting Holy Communion we only use one bread. The bread that we use is an unleavened bread. Paul here is trying to tell us. The church is like this unleavened bread as well. But this church, the church must remain an unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. How can we be sincere towards one another when wickedness or pretenses or hypocrisies are completely removed? You find that when heresy is creeps into the church. Not only the truth is distorted, we find that it brings with it a lot of what? Wickedness and malice. So we must keep this body of Christ pure. Now, if you find that there is yeast in the body of Christ or in the truth that we believe in, what should we do? We read verse 7. Chapter 5, verse 7, 1 Corinthians. Here it says, therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. So this leaven must be purged out. We cannot tolerate any leaven to be introduced to the church. Otherwise, by the time you know it, the whole lump, you know, would have been what? Completely leavened up. Now we come back to chapter 5 of Galatians.
Well, in chapter 5, we are in Galatia.
We look at verse 10.
Verse 10.
I have confidence in you, in the Lord, that you will have no other mind, but he who troubles you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is.
Inende tetekela imwe muli shikulu nati, tamwa katonton kanyichi viyo, lelo ule mfunda ula, akashinga mo.
Now it's like, you know, Paul pointed his focus onto what? Onto the troublemakers in the
church.
And bravely he said that these people shall pay his judgment. You know, in this chapter, he is like, he exercised his apostolic authority quite a few times.
We chapter he tulemo na kutete alanga kukangalume wabutumwa wakwe.
The first time is in chapter 1.
Chapter 1.
He said, let these people be accursed. Meaning, let these people be cut off from Christ. Because they were secretly came in to preach another gospel. Here in chapter 5, verse 10, he pray that their God will mete out his judgment upon these people. In chapter 5 verse 12, he hoped that these people would be mutilated. He was very angry and was very saddened by these people. Verse 11, and I, brethren, if I still preach the circumcision, why do I still suffer persecution? Then the offense of the cross has ceased. Paul preached the Christ.
Paul was speaking of the Christ,
and for that reason he was persecuted.
As in Pamulandu Waipio, Alpakeswe.
Persecuted by what? Those who talk about circumcision?
Alpakeswe. Now, over there, Shmikila, Paul was saying,
that's why Paul says, why do I still suffer persecution?
You
know, if I have not preached about Christ, if I still preach circumcision, then you know this offense on account of me preaching Christ on the cross would have stopped. Why is it I'm still persecuted? I'm guessing. You know, some of the false prophets. Maybe you know, spread rumors around that. So you see, Paul, he also talk about
circumcision.
We need to understand this, yeah. For a false prophet to infiltrate the church. He needs support from people.
A fire. Member of
he will first find what? Supporters within the
community.
And then in order for his what? Teachings to be accepted. He has to employ all possible means, including the unscrupulous ones. Is that not true? In this case, oh, you see Paul also preached circumcision. They can lie anything. They can bluff their way through. Insofar as the teaching can find their way, even I said, through the back door of the church. You can see how cunning the false prophets are. No wonder Paul was so angry with them. Even to the extent that he cursed them. Now, verse 13, we have already explained. For those who are able to exercise a Christian liberty, that is, those who are able to serve one another with love, they have fulfilled what? The law. That is, they are able to love themselves love their neighbor as themselves.
Kaya kutuwa ba kuitemwa abene no kutemwa abana abana abo pamanga feba itemwa.
How are we going to fulfill the law?
Kutuwa fikisha shia na malangwaye.
Not just by preaching, teaching.
Te kushimikira fe no kusambirisha iyo.
It's the practice of the word that matters.
Ukubika muku chita ichebo ichi tulesh.
If we are able to truly serve one another with love, we are actually fulfilling the law in the process. This is very wonderful, isn't it? Now, here, verse 15, he used a reverse example.
Verse 15,
but if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one
another.
Are there any biting incidents in the church in Zambia? Any fighting incidents?
Maybe
not in Ndora.
Limbo kumundole mo chene mufiri.
Mundola
kuchulu mulu kuta kumundole mufiri. Mufiri. Kuchipulo kusu? Awe pe ino shita kuchipulo kusu awe.
Time will tell.
Ati shita ika tuweva.
Is that true?
Te chufi ne mwa.
After some time we'll find out.
Mushinsa nshiku tukachisanga.
Now we praise the Lord.
Le pe ino shita tupela marumbo kulilesa.
What about other churches?
Nga uruku imkuta
shimbi. Other areas. Any fighting incident?
There's nothing like such.
Because you are the only
hair. And in the mood to have there are also others.
When God bring in another hand, then you find out. So no fighting in the church. We are here to fulfill the law. The fact that we don't fight another shows that we are fulfilling the law. Actually, if you have time and you can list out all the examples in the New Testament or example concerning fulfilling the law. I think this is very important. Now we move on. Now we come to the most interesting part.
And
you are under the law, you are the grace.
Verse
16. I say then, walk in the spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because the spirit wars against the flesh and the flesh wars against the spirit.
Right?
Now we find that these two cannot coexist. Obviously today we have the spirit. By the power of the spirit we should be able and we have enough strength to put to death what? The lust or the works of the flesh. Verse 18. But if you are led by the spirit, you are not under the law. So are you under the law?
Malango mwa? Awe.
No.
No.
Yes.
Awe.
Sometimes.
Awe. Kanonga twa konka malango.
Okay, now we mentioned this before.
Twa chilanda papa diichi.
Now being led by the spirit means
Lero mukutungulwa mpashi ni ni
we do not do the works of the flesh.
Tatutai mirimo ya malango.
So what are the works of the flesh?
Nga mirimo ya mubiri ninshi.
Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, dissension, heresies, envy, murder, blah, blah,
Ubulalela leo, ukukowela, uchilende, ukupepo, tulubi, ubuloshi, ulupato, ifikansa, kalumwa, ichipyu, akafindwe, akapatulula, uchaivela, kutuwa nilepo fiyo mkwa, fiyo nsefi.
And those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Nabo abachacha msangwe fi tabakengira mu mfumu wa kwalesa.
So you know anyone who practices this they are under the law.
Bose abachacha msangwe fi bali mukuti batungulwa na malango.
So again I ask.
Next chari katwe na kabiri.
Have you ever done any of these things before?
Usho maitera muchitapo cha msangwe fi kunu mokumwa.
Being angry with others. Being proud. Being envious of others. And outbursts of anger. Have you not done this before? Have you? No.
They are saying yes.
Yes, so under the law.
Nga mwachicha musangwe finishi muri malango. Kuba malango.
Verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self control. Against such there is no law.
Ukusekelela, umutende, ukutekanya ichongwe, ukusuma, ichishinka, ukukana, ukunakila, ukuteko mutima, takuni mbela ya kupinkana, ne nabachitefi.
All these virtues are shown by Christ while he was on earth.
Yonsefi, fiarangilwa na Yesu Kristo, ilo aliwa mwepan pesa mbali ya chalo.
And again such there is no law.
Kaya pari ifikinchuta, pari ambalangwe yo.
Now there is another verse which talks about the fruits of the Spirit, remember?
Kaya pari verish na imbi ilela nda famula nduwa fisavo fia kumupashi.
Where is it recorded?
Yale mbwa pi.
Or the fruits of the light.
Na nguwa fisavo
or the fruits of the Spirit.
Where is it?
This
thing.
No. I'm
looking at
another
book. Where
is it? Ephesians, yeah?
We are in Ephesus.
Chapter 5. We read verse 9.
Verse 9.
Here it says, what? For the fruit of the Spirit, or the fruits of the light, is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth.
Pantifisawo fialubuto, pantifisawo fialubuto, wusuma wonse, nobulungami, nechine.
Can you see?
Machumana echovati.
Yeah. The fruits of the Spirit include all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Goodness represents what? The nature of Christ. Righteousness represents what? Sinlessness. Truth represents what? The standard of God. So, you know, we must be able to exhibit this. Now, we come back to Galatians chapter 5. We look at verse 24. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with passion and desire.
Hawa kwa Kristu Yesu na wata nika humubili pamo nefya mufimbila nefya lunkumbwa fya uko.
We find that this crucifying
tule mwana ukukutani kwa
is not a one-off thing. is a constant thing. The fact that we are still alive requires to put to death the deeds of the body, right? That in itself is crucifixion. That's why we need to crucify the old self. Maybe the last is death today. You cannot guarantee that tomorrow it will be raised back to life. That's why we have to do it on a constant, on a regular basis.
Verse 25.
If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. We know that there are differences between the two here. Live in the Spirit represent the mindset. Walk in the Spirit represent what? Behavior. We find that the mindset actually affects our actions.
Paul
says, let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Why? Because we are of the Spirit. We are supposed to walk in the Spirit. All this provocation or conceitedness, or conceit or jealousy can only lead to what? Lead to the work of the flesh.
Alright,
any question?
First one is the book of Psalms.
Chapter 4, verse 4.
Be angry, and not sin. Be dead within your heart on your day and be still.
Chutumeni kabiri mwivembuka isosheni mumitima yenu pacha kusenda mapochenu no kutalala.
Again, Psalms 37.
Amalumbo. Amalumbo 37, eh? Marumbo 37,
verse 8. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not pray, it only causes harm.
Nashako ubukari no kuleka ichipyo. Wira lunguluka. Chalo lafye kukubifya.
Then last one, Ephesians chapter 4.
Kabili cha kulekelesha. Then episode chapter 4.
And
verse 26.
My concern is this. The first part is this. Does it mean when a Christian, a believer, or a righteous one becomes angry, then definitely you'll be under the law.
Kyekirebbiranga okutya nti mulina Kristo nga afulwa ninsi payapeni aba mumalango mwa kyabubiri
what's the difference between angry and anger
mukusana shubwa aba mukukalipwa nomukalipa mu chapter 4 verse 2 yalanda ti ukukalipa
You know, my understanding is this. Yeah?
You
know, sometimes you can be provoked. But you must learn, you must know how to control it. When the Bible says be angry and do not sin, it means that when you are provoked, you are not under the dictate of anger. By whatever means, by the grace of God, you are able to diffuse the anger very quickly. That's why in Ephesians chapter 4, 26.
If you will have in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26.
Here it's saying, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Meaning you must not allow the fire of anger within you to continue to burn. You must put it out as quickly as possible. Just like in a forest. If you see a small fire or sparkle beginning to light up the forest, you need to put it out as quickly as possible. If you allow it to burn, it will come to an extent that it will be beyond control. So likewise, when we are angry, we must know, learn how to subdue it. When you read, chapter 37, yeah?
Chapter 37, Namalumbo.
That's why he says, cease from anger. Means stop being angry. Because it causes harm. If anger is not removed, it can lead you to what? Destruction. I think in the Bible there are ways to what? To overcome
anger.
We turn back to chapter 4, verse 4.
Chapter 4, verse 4.
I think the answer is given in verse 4 itself.
Where
the Bible says, be angry and do not sin. How can you achieve that? The second part says, you need to meditate within your heart on your bed and be still. Being still is exactly the opposite of being angry. Is it
also?
Now I want to read Psalm 63.
Let me see. Amalumbo 63.
We read verse 6. Here is an example of what you should meditate on your bed. Verse 6. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches.
Awe imwibukisha pamusengere wandi, mubuli ndevwa shikutondolo,
Basically, he was thinking about the goodness that God has given to him. Recalling the relationship that he has with
God.
Now, coming back to Galatians, he said, outbursts of anger. Outbursts represent what? Uncontrollable. You can imagine if a person is angry beyond control, what kind of harm would he, you know, bring to others? That's why the word outburst is used. Being uncontrollable. I think that is the
meaning.
Now, this here's a church.
Gachakuti monene, lukutolu.
There comes the false prophets infiltrating the church.
Edo, edo mwaisa kasisema uwa ufimu katika lukuta mkula techi ufumu katika lukuta.
And it comes to know that there are other people who are in support of that.
Kaidi cha sangwa kuchia kulinda mantuna mambi haba likulu badilu wakwe.
Is it like I become hungry?
Ushei kuchita vecha vipati haku kalifamua.
I think to rebuke him, yeah, and must be separated from being angry. Just like Christ, he can rebuke, but without being angry out of control. Not the danger is this. If we try to resolve, you know, cases of falsehood in the church, if we are not able to what, control our temper, we can what, fall into the trap of the false teachers. Sometimes they just want you to look to be very what, aggressive, you know. You know, as someone who have wronged them. So we must try our best not to be drawn into the what we call the human relationship issues. We can look at a verse. Second Timothy.
To Timothy.
We read chapter 2.
In chapter 2. To Timothy, chapter 2.
We read verse 25.
Then
verse 24 to 26.
Verse 24 and 26.
Second Timothy, chapter 2, verse 24 to 26.
To Timothy, chapter 24, verse. To Timothy, chapter 2, verse 23, 24 to 26.
And the servant of the Lord must not be quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, verse 25, in humility correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth.
Yeah? Ushipikisha, ufunde, ifibambe, mukufika.
Verse 26. And that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will.
Atikabili vengai kakula, ukufuma, kuchiteyo cha kwa kasebanya, pakuikatua abamweo, kukuchito,
I think this is the underlying principle to follow. You know, correct in humility. It does not mean that we have to, what? We have to, you know, as far as the truth is concerned, we cannot give way. Maybe there is no need for us to confront face-to-face confrontation. But in the church, for example, you need to make it known to the members. What are the twisted beliefs? And provide solution for all the questions raised.
Nokubika kuwa sukuwa fumaruka kumepsha yonse ayo yenga yengepshua.
Obviously, Paul has different ways that we deal with different level of falsehood.
Paulo na kwatenshire shingi shabutsirabo omulandiba kuntungo nangubu fe.
We tend to what Romans?
Tumene mwena Roma
chapter 16. Eh?
Chapter 16. Abena Roma chapter 16.
Now, verse 17.
Verse 17.
Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learn and avoid them.
Nomba ndem papa tamweva munyinane, yulekesheni, ave myo kulekana, nefya kunwisha, ava kanyo kusambisha uko imwe.
Individually speaking, you must not have anything to do with these people.
Paul
used the word avoid. There is no connection between us and this
one.
So it must be very clear, a clear line of distinction between
them.
I think there is one more. We read Titus. chapter 3.
Tito chapter 3.
Here he didn't mention about falsehood. But it talks about people who always dispute. Now, verse 9.
Okay.
Chapter 3, verse 9. But avoid foolish dispute, genealogy, contention, and striving about the law, for they are unprofitable and useless.
Lelo, leuka mufia kui pushanya. Ya wele wele nokupende mkulo nefikansa ne noluburi lwa pamalango pantu ya fyafwa kantu kabiri fyafye.
Reject a divisive man after the first and second admonition, knowing that such a person is wild and sinning, being self-condemned.
Umuntu uwa cha ibela umukane iyo wa musoka umuku wanta nshino muku wa chibili pakwishwa kuti wabe fie adisanguka nokubembuka ninshi aiseka.
Now individually you need to reject after first and second admonition.
Alwenu gumamu chenchi pabushku
obviously it depends on the situation. If falsehood has already taken a foothold in the church, then we have to tread very carefully. Sometimes to confront these people outrightly. Can cause more harm than good to the church. I think these are the principles to follow. It depends on the situation.
Right?
Now,
the other
now, is it right to resist these people? Maybe it comes to your house, maybe you meet with a person along the road,
atushe kuchaya anacha kuti ngawa vabatiwa musango efie vaishira kumwanda kumwandi ushe kuti nave kutati avo mwira isabona vakana namutwa kumana mumusevo awe nachina napita fiulu sheshe nabalava kukwati chimuva chivamwe nemwana.
I don't think there is a fixed answer to that.
That's why,
again, it depends.
If the
person is not too deeply deceived, just like Paul says, correcting them in humility. If this person is not the root cause of the problem, then you need to do your best to speak to him to bring him back. Unless he has made up his mind to fight against the teachings. You know, when we talk about false teachers,
you know,
to identify, you know, the root cause of the problem. We need to understand who are the propagator or postulators of the
teachings.
I think in most cases that those the followers are ignorant. Okay, we finished chapter 6 before we take a break.
Appreciate chapter 6, idiot Tusha.
Now, we have already discussed verse 1 and verse 2 previously. But since some of you were not here, therefore we are going to repeat it. Here it says, brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Here it talks about we need to help those who are caught up in trespasses. But we must be very careful, lest we are also tempted. Meaning we must not reject a person who are caught up who is caught up in transgression too quickly. We must do our level best to help this person. Paul says, restore such a one. In a spirit of gentleness. Again, we find that gentleness is not what? Weakness. Gentleness is not equal to what? Tolerating wrongs. Rather, gentleness here is to enable the person who is in wrong to understand that you truly care for him or her.
Right,
so if we bear the burdens of one another, we fulfill the law of Christ. Now, verse 3. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Paul warned against a self-deception. And this self-deception is the result of conceiving what? This pride in the heart. We always say that a man can easily swing from one extreme to another. Let's say you're amongst everyone who is below you. Straight away this pride that creeps up. So if you are amongst all those who are far, far superior to you.
Nga muri pakati kavantu aba chirapo pali baimwe.
You will keep quiet. And then you will exhibit this one, inferiority complex. Right? So we must look at ourselves what? In the measure of faith, huh? With the measure of faith. To know ourselves very well. So we cannot think too highly of ourselves. You know, workers are in danger of falling into this trap. You know, if you serve God. You bring a lot of people to the church. You perform a lot of miracles. Every time when you lay hands, people receive the Holy Spirit.
Sure, your heart will
be
powerful.
So if you are not careful, what happens? You think you are the top guy in TJC? You said to yourself, I'll plunge to my own death. Just being puffed up. That's why we must learn how to control ourselves very well. And you find that sometimes we do not know how to control ourselves. Therefore, control has to come from God.
And
if you want God to control you, no problem. He will do it for you. He will give you a few thorns in your flesh so that you know that whatever you have is from God. This is very important. You know, if you look at Saul, King Saul, when he first chosen, No, I'm from the least of the tribe, Benjamin. I'm not worthy. After he had become the king, when the women sang the song, what?
Saulo, atayipaya bantu banga. Amakana ikumi, 10,000.
So kill 1,000.
So kill 10,000.
Very soon he will take over my kingdom. Let me get rid of him. I tell you, no one is exempted. No one in the TJC, no matter how many you have served the Lord, is exempted from being proud.
But
the deception here is slightly different.
Hello. When
I'm nothing, I still think that I'm something. Pretend to be something. Pretend to be somebody. Actually, I know nothing. I pretend I know so much. Self-deception. Is that not true? We are facing danger everywhere.
The rules, the rules are going to be a consequence.
No, verse 5.
Verse 5.
Verse 4, sorry.
Verse 4.
But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. So when one examines himself in the light of the Word of God, so if that self-examination is genuine and truthful, he shall be able to see himself in the correct light. For each one shall bear his own load. Now here he's not saying that we shouldn't help others. Rather here it teaches us that we must be responsible for ourselves. We cannot say I'm poor, please help me.
Don't do anything about your own situation.
That is being irresponsible. Verse 6. This one is something that I should speak to you loudly. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. I think this is the spirit of helping one another. This is the principle in the Bible that we need to uphold. Because you know, someone who teaches is share in the word of God with you. So whatever you have, you need to share with him as well. So when you go back to your own church, don't use this as a reason to force your members to share with you. Every Saturday before the service, you read this verse first. I tell you, after a few weeks, you will see no one in the church. You know, Paul has this right to demand. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. But he did not exercise this right. Why? For the sake of the gospel. Because he was like a father to the church. How much can a father demand from the children? Even if you have a demand, if the children cannot meet it, do you be angry about it? No. You just let it go. So we are the workers of God. We have the right to have what? Have this sharing from others. But you must not exercise this right. This has to be done on what? On the part of the members in willingness.
Okay,
now verse 7. Do not deceive. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sow, that he will also reap.
Mwirufiwa lesa tasente kwa pantu icho umuntu abiala echo akalobolola.
So he who sow to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption.
Ubiala kumubiri mubiri wakwe wine kumubiri akalobolola ukubola.
But he who sow to the spirit will of the spirit reap everlasting life.
Lelo ubyala kumupashi kumupashi wine akalobololako umweo wa myayaya.
God had Paul made it very clear.
But Paulo alandife pa kutatutu.
He said that God cannot be more.
Atia kilesa tasente kwa.
Whatever we sow,
tosese tubyala,
we shall from it reap the consequence.
Awe ko tukasepela chonse.
We always say,
atulande yonse utila.
Every actions of ours come with a consequence.
Tonse chitule chita ala kula fuma chintu chimocha shupa.
Or we said we must bear the consequence of our choice.
Nantutile chose chetu achita chose chukatumbuka mo chetu achisende chawa chisendo cheso.
This is an unchanging principle.
Ichi echi tuchimo echi tetu fuita echi tetu shinga firu dunga firwa okupirula.
So if today we constantly cultivate ourselves and learn to sow to the Spirit.
Ngailelo tuatuadilira mukuikula fwewe no kusambira kubyala mupashi.
Surely from the Spirit we shall reap what? Everlasting life. Now, so when we do good, we must not become weary. Sometimes we can become weary because of opposition, because of our own inability. Sometimes it is due to our own shortcomings or weaknesses. Sometimes we become very tired of doing good. But the encouragement here is that in due season we shall reap. Only on the condition that if we do not lose heart. We know that doing good is not at all easy. Doing good can be very difficult. Sometimes it can be very draining, can be very painful. Especially when you are doing good to the household of God. People may not appreciate what you are doing or what you have done. Insofar as you have done it out of a good intention, you must not grow weary of doing good. That's why every time when there is an opportunity, we should learn to do good, especially to those who are of the household of faith. So this is the guideline that given by Paul to the church. Now we look at verse 11 to verse 15.
Verse 11 to verse 15.
Here Paul says, "See with what large letters I have written to you with my own hand."
Some
people say large letters refers to practically big letters.
Atabantu abatila ti Paulo alembe fuma kalata na mfuma lembo fikulu sana.
Some said because his eyes were not good. That's why he used the example in chapter 4 saying that, you know, initially their relationship, his relationship with the church was so good that, you know, the members were even willing to pluck out their eyes for him.
Chapter 4
now large letters can also refer to what? The seriousness of the points that Paul has mentioned in the letter. Now, verse 12. As many as desire to make a good showing in the flesh, this would compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not suffer persecution for the cause of Christ.
bene eva mupa titisho kusengululwa vachitafya kuti vepakashirwa pachimuti tapinda matapwa Kristu.
Why did some compel the Gentiles to be circumcised?
Nishi vambi vako komensha vena fyaro kusengululwa.
Because they were afraid of being persecuted if they were to preach Christ.
Vantu vai kwete kuti na kukupakaswa akatia kuti varishimikire pano kwa Kristu.
Quite clearly that there is a swift opposition.
Apa pali kufuma pachifulo mukwa kufyanyapye.
A swift opposition from being in Christ and being and from being in Christ to what? Coming under the law.
Kufuma muri Kristu nokuwira mumalango.
Now verse 13 and 14.
13 and 14.
For not even those who are circumcised keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised, that they may boast in your flesh.
Vantu navasemburura vene tavavaka malango lero vafayafye imwe musembururwe ukuti tavatakishwe miviri yenu.
Some people who compel the Gentiles to circumcise,
vantu vamo avareka vene kuti ati vene pyaro vasemburura,
in reality they did not keep the law themselves.
Lero avene navo tavavakira malango nakalia.
Then what is the point of their compulsion?
Basically,
is a means of what? Showing off. To let the world know that you see how many Gentiles, you know, believers have been persuaded by me, you know, to get circumcised.
Kulanga kuti kuisonde kuti moneni avena fyalo avenge apo mwamwe navanava nanava chicho kuti vasembururwe newarenga tivasembururwe.
Verse 14. But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world.
Atirero kuri ine ndete kuti kuve ukutatisha kumbikano muchimuti chapinda machakwa shikufu Yesu Kristu emo kuri ine ichalo chatanikirwa na ine mchalo na alitanikirwako.
Paul knew nothing apart from Christ and him crucified.
Paulo taishive nangu chimo lelo aishive pe Kristu wene watanikwe.
As far as the world is concerned,
ulingana na isonde elfio liyawa,
the world is dead.
Isonde liyawa iliyafwa.
The world has no influence over him. And he is also dead to the world. Meaning he wanted nothing to do with the world. This is how Paul kept himself in the Lord.
If you Paulo
how he was able to do the work of God so effectively.
If you are born fresh, murimo nango aritse murimo akwale sa wino kika po.
Being completely freed himself from the influence of corruption.
Ukuba wachalukile ko kusendwa nepia panwe sonde.
Now we have already discussed verse 15. Now we come to 16 and 17.
Natulamba ndapo kapa kare mu verse 15.
Now, as many as walk according to the rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus.
Kunstaya shala umuntu nangu umo empanchia pantu inembo shakwa Yesu nyenda nasho shashutika mwili wandi.
And the mark here is the crucifixion and the death of Christ.
Keshvira kaka kuteni kwa Yesu Kristu nokwa kwa Yesu Kristu.
Finally, verse 18.
Mkulekelecha verse 18.
Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen.
Adukusena mina kwa shikulifa Yesu Kristu kube pamo na nemitima yenu mweba munyina ne Amen.
So roughly you covered the book of Galatians. Please read through 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy. They teach us how to look after the church of God.
Yeah, tusambisha ife tufile twasunga ulukuta.
And also teach us how to conduct ourselves while looking after the church of God. They teach us how we should conduct ourselves so that we become an example to the church.
Let's say something.